Radio Daily for finally Frackin' Friday, the 21st of October 2016. Tis all the geek without the weight. Greetings. Sup. How you be? We are the fine folks from geekradiodaily.com. You know, it was from Facebook and Twitter and all those places. And yes, I know, I said we, and I've been saying we all week, but yesterday I swore to you I would get someone in that chair. So it's either ventriloquist dummy or that might indeed be Saucy.
Act like a bitch, get slapped like a bitch.
I'm just, what? That's just me. Who would put that in there? Hi, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
I'll blow this place up and be home in time for cornflakes.
Apparently, because that was supposed to be Monday's intros for us both. So apparently I was a lot more frustrated on Monday than I am now. It's very, 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 very strange. So tell me, what happened, yo?
1879, Thomas Edison perfects the first commercially practical incandescent light bulb using a filament of carbonized cotton sewing thread.
1915, AT&T and Western Electric Company transmit the first transatlantic message over radio telephone.
1918, Margaret Owen of New York City sets a world typing record of 170 words per minute on a manual typewriter.
I knew this reporter named Kent that could do that. 1925, the Westinghouse Electric and Manufacturing Company publicly demonstrates the first photoelectric cell at the electrical show at Grand Central Palace in New York. That means if you interrupt a beam of light, something happens, like, you know, opening a door for a person as they approach.
1949, Chinese computer engineering An Wang files a patent for a magnetic ferrite core memory entitled Pulse Transfer Controlling Devices.
1963, the first trimline telephone in the United States is installed by the Michigan Bell Telephone Company. I think it only costs you like $6 or $7 a month.
1977, 20th Century Fox releases the sci-fi film Damnation Alley.
Yeah, hell yeah. 1983, the length of the meter is redefined yet again by the International Body Conference Generales des Poses et Mesures. Whatever, it made it more accurate.
1986, U.S. President Ronald Reagan signs the Electronic Communications Privacy Act of 1986 into law.
1998, Nintendo releases the Game Boy Color portable video game system in Japan.
2003, images of Eris, the largest known dwarf planet, are taken and subsequently used in its discovery by Michael E. Brown.
2005, Universal Pictures releases the sci-fi horror film Doom, starring Carl Urban and The Rock.
2008, eBay announces that it will institute a global ban on the sale of any and all ivory products.
Birthdays?
Matt Dallas is 34, Kyle XY, and Baby Daddy.
Will Estes is 38 from Boy Meets World, Seventh Heaven, Dark Knight Rises, Blue Bloods.
Jeremy Miller is 40, Linus in Happy New Year, Charlie Brown, and Ben in Growing Pains.
Ken Watanabe is 57 from The Last Samurai, Batman Begins, and Transformers 4.
Carrie Fisher is 60 from Star Wars, Blues Brothers, The Burbs, and When Harry Met Sally.
Tom Everett is 68 from Picket Fences, Transformers, Benjamin Button, and Journeyman.
Judge Judy is 74.
You know what you should get it for her birthday? Pee on her leg. Rhoda Germanaggi is 76 from Ghostbusters, The Man Who Wasn't There.
No longer with us this day, 1833, Alfred Nobel invented dynamite and founded the Nobel Prize.
1877, Oswald Avery, best known for the experiment that isolated DNA as the material of which genes and chromosomes are made.
1911, Mary Blair, American illustrator and animator, drew concept art for films such as Alice in Wonderland, Peter Pan, and Song of the South, also Cinderella.
1924, Joyce Randolph, Trixie on The Honeymooners.
1926, Leonard Rosier. 2001, Pink Panther Strikes Again.
At least one of those was a pretty good movie.
Tonight on ABC, new episode of Last Man Standing, Dr. Ken, Shark Tank, and 2020.
Over on CBS, it's a new MacGyver, Hawaii Five-0, and Blue Bloods.
New Caught on Camera with Nick Cannon and Dateline NBC on NBC.
On Fox, new Hell's Kitchen and The Exorcist.
The premiere of the new seasons of The Vampire Diaries and Crazy Ex-Girlfriend on the CW.
Freeform, it's Sleepy Hollow. It's the movie, the Tim Burton movie, not nice. The show that went off the rails.
The rerun marathon of The Walking Dead is on AMC still.
Yeah, they're just not going to let that go. Comedy Central has the finale of The Half Hour.
The Half Hour. San Andreas on Cinemax.
Ooh. E! Entertainment Television is showing Enchanted.
The Nutty Professor on CMT.
Uh-huh. FX is showing Lone Survivor.
New Gold Rush on Discovery Channel.
The Simpsons, the one where Homer's a restaurant critic, and that's all I wrote down.
Dances with Wolves on Encore.
FXM, Enough Said, which is what I did with The Simpsons.
Bride Wars on HBO.
History Channel Doomsday, 10 Ways the World Would End.
New episode of Nightmare Next Door on ID.
IFC is shown Pitch Black, followed by Chronicles of Riddick.
Killing Reagan on National Geographic.
MTV is showing John Tucker Must Die. It's a good time.
Carol on Showtime.
Sci-Fi Channel, New Z Nation, and Van Helsing.
Risen on Stars.
Turner Classic Movies, the not nearly as good Spencer Tracy 1941 version of Jekyll and Hyde.
Mysteries at the Museum, new episode on Travel Channel.
TNT shows the slightly guilty pleasure of mine, Law-Abiding Citizen.
The Breakup on VH1.
But we're watching the Lifetime Movie Network because a widowed police officer goes undercover to solve the same case that got her husband killed. Tonight, Andrea Bowen and Yasmeen Ball starred in Who Killed My Husband?
No blasted lettuce today!
No, of course not, because everybody's been waiting incredibly patiently to see if you were ever coming back. Because, you know, I told everybody it was going to be a slight thing, and I didn't realize you had actually splintered your leg in 22 places up and down. And it was insane. Are you okay? Is everything all right?
That's not what happened. I sprained / twisted / whatever my ankle.
Yeah.
Like, pretty bad.
Yeah, pretty bad.
It was pretty rough.
Yeah, it's going to be. So just be careful out there. But yeah, Saucy's back. So please, by all means, send a message to podcast@geekradiodaily.com. Say that you're so glad and that you practice some voodoo to help out. I think he would be really, really pleased with that.
It would be.
The Flash Pulp Podcast. 3 to 10 minutes of fiction brought to you thrice weekly. Now it's 3 apocalypses in one.
Yeah!
Suffering from tough, stuck-on humans? Well, 20 hellish hours of suffocation in the all-encompassing web of Karwick the Spider God will get them right out. Too many brains lying around? The ravenous mouths surrounding zombie-fighting Ruby will quickly clean those up. Nosy neighbors? Infect them with the murder plague. And watch as they dissolve into paranoid maniacs bent on the preemptive assassination of their friends and family. Why stop at one end of the world when you can have all three? You can find them all at flashpulp.com or search for them on iTunes.
Hey, this is Natanya Barron, author of Pilgrim of the Sky. You're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are, and welcome back to it. Thank you so much for being here, and yeah, since we're both here, this will be a little bit of a mix-up. You won't have to hear just me for a bit, and I know that you're happy.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
Tons of folks do. What are people going to go see this weekend there, Saucy?
Jack Reacher, Never Go Back.
See, I don't know if this is going to be as good as the first one, but then again, was the first one really that good? Tom Cruise desperately wants people to think that he is incredibly tough and macho. Wonder why. Keeping Up with the Joneses is out. John Hamm, Gal Gadot, Isla Fisher, Zach Galifianakis. Ordinary Couple finds out it's not so easy keeping up with the incredibly handsome people next door who turn out to be covert operation people.
Ouija, Origin of Evil.
Is that a prequel to that stupid thing? Okay,
maybe.
Fine. Tyler Perry's Boo, a Madea Halloween, another Madea movie.
American Pastoral.
Limited release, The Pickle Recipe. It's a story of a local party MC who teams up with an unscrupulous uncle to steal his grandmother's secret pickle recipe so he can replace his professional equipment lost in a fire in time to play at his daughter's bat mitzvah, which is just insanely strange enough for me to want to see.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Sounds so much better in that harmony that we do so well. I love that you have the high note. Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Sinbad. No, not the comedian. Sinbad, the sailor, is set to take to movie screens again, this time in a live-action film. And if you're going to do something like that, well, how do you make it happen? You turn to a Game of Thrones director and say, hey, could you please make this the most awesome, crazy, cool stuff? Sinbad's been in films lots and lots and lots over the years, including the wonderful Ray Harryhausen special effects, that animated one, whatever. Not that fantastic. But As far as this goes, this is going to be awesome. The guy who wrote the TV series Lone Star and Mind Games, he's doing that. And the guy who directed The Battle of the Bastards is doing the Sinbad movie.
It's been several months since we talked about the bike lock that created like these noises of like compact combustion that made it sound like gunshots if you tried to steal somebody's bike.
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, here's another bike lock. It's called the Skunk Lock. And it's pretty much the same, but this time, if you try to steal the bike, you're going to get a special cocktail. Basically, it's pepper spray. Basically, what it does is it like douses like a good range all the way around the bike with pepper spray, like in all directions. It's almost like there's a pepper spray sphere around the
bike. Pepper spray grenade.
And more or less, yeah. This is another one of those Indiegogo things. And you can pick it up for like $99.
Nice. ABC and Jerry Bruckheimer are developing a TV series based on the 1998 Will Smith, Gene Hackman, Enemy of the State. The weird thing about this is it seems to be a sequel, a crazy sequel set 2 decades later, when an elusive NSA spy is charged with leaking classified intelligence, an idealistic female attorney must partner with a hawkish FBI agent to stop a global conspiracy that threatens to expose dark secrets and personal mysteries connecting all three of their lives. Because of course it would, that's the way things go now. Jerry Bruckheimer, like I said, is involved. No word on Will Smith or Gene Hackman, but I'm thinking probably not.
New Zealand Department of Conservation was faced with a very interesting challenge recently when a kiwi egg was brought in with a pretty big hole in it. This would usually spell doom for the chick developing inside. Shells are very, very important. They keep the humidity maintained at the correct level, and they keep oxygen and carbon dioxide exchanged throughout the egg process as well. So they decided that they would just use some masking tape and a piece from another kiwi egg to seal up the hole.
Sure.
It worked.
Really?
The egg hatched 11 days later, and the repair was made, and that's great. That's fantastic. Kiwis are actually endangered. There are 4 subspecies of kiwi. They all live in Australia, and they're all endangered. They say on average there are 68,000 left in the wild, with as many as 1,000 dropping off each year.
So see, masking tape, duct tape, what can it do?
Right.
The rumors have been out for a while that, you know, certain Game of Thrones characters would be coming back, some that have been gone for quite a while. Well, now Spanish Game of Thrones site Los Siete Reinos, I said that totally wrong, reports new scenes being shot on what appears to be the shore of Dragonstone, Stannis' former seat of power. The picture shows Tyrion, Davos, and Gendry, the bastard child of Robert Baratheon, last seen rowing away back in the 3rd season. The weird thing is, though, he got in this rowboat and sailed from here, and he's coming back to the exact same place. And did he go in a big circle? There's no idea. There's long been speculation as what he's been doing ever since he went off, taking off, and whatever happened. So we're going to get some kind of answers, and that's just really, really weird. No idea what he's back for, what he has to offer things besides boating skills. What does the Mother of Dragons and the King of the North need? Because if nothing else, it looks like there is going to be an alliance between those two houses. I know that's a dumb moment, but it's good to have some confirmation. GRD is licensed with Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, non-derivative works, 96.3 license. Check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. Come see us when pictures are put into the app that you should have with the bell and all the good stuff. I think there's pictures in the app. There should be. You know, we should ask the Flintress about that. She's supposed to be in charge of that. Why not send a note and ask us to ask her so we won't forget? It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Kick back and relax. Have a great weekend. And as long as he doesn't get hurt, we should both be back next time.
Well, I thought every part of it was good, but overall I hated it.
I feel exactly the opposite, but the same.
What do you think?
It stinks.
You are all weirdos.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Good night, suckers.
And this brings to a close another of our weekly programs.
debate the issues.
Now let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend. And where you come from.
I saw part of the message.
I seem to have found it.
General Kenobi, years ago you served my father in the Clone Wars. Now he begs you to help him in his struggle against the Empire. I regret that I am unable to present my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. I have placed information vital to the survival of the Rebellion into the memory systems of this R2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see this droid safely delivered to him on Alderaan. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.